I was recording my dance when suddenly a pillow hit me in the face. I stumbled and fell to the ground. What the hell are you doing, Julia? I yelled angrily at my sister. Turn down the music. You're bothering me, TikTok girl. She told me, then took the pillow and left. I angrily looked at her. I knew she was trying to piss me off. Hi, I'm Diana, a famous TikToker. Thanks to my amazing dance cover, I've gained a lot of followers on social media. Each of the videos that I post attract millions of views. In everyone's eyes, I'm a cool girl. But to Julia, I was just a horrible sister. Julia is a true nerd. She spends most of her time with books and rarely shows her emotions to others. My popularity inadvertently overshadowed her. Julia was often compared to me. I knew that and always tried to make it up to her by being close to her. However, with her quiet personality, Julia just wanted to distance herself from me. One day, while cleaning the bookshelves, a strange envelope suddenly fell out from Julia's favorite book. Out of curiosity, I opened it. I was surprised when it was a love letter from my sister to a guy named Basil. In the letter, she expressed that she had liked this guy for a long time and really wanted them to become a couple. I smiled at my sister's cuteness and put the letter back. A few days later, while at school, I happened to notice that my sister was staring at a guy in the music club. Her eyes sparkled whenever that boy smiled. I slowly approached and patted Julia's shoulder. Is that Basil? You know him too? Her cheeks turned red. Well, I found your love letter the other day when I was cleaning the bookshelf. I scratched my head shyly, and Julia began to frown and scowl. Come on, don't be angry. I'll help you get him. Really? Of course, I'm an expert matchmaker. Although my sister was a little skeptical, she agreed to my suggestion. From that day on, I started my plan to help Julia flirt with Basil. It was a chance to rebuild our relationship. Although I wasn't particularly interested in the music club, for the chance to get to know Basil, I joined it. After observing for a while, I realized that Basil was a very lively and energetic guy who was rather similar to me. The two of us quickly became close friends. Knowing that Basil liked listening to music on vinyl, I took him to a famous vinyl store. I also told Julia so she would show up that day. My sister would have a chance to chat with the guy she liked. On the weekend, as scheduled, Basil and I were at the vinyl store. While my sister's crush was very excited, I was extremely worried because Julia was 20 minutes late. Diane, are you okay? Basil wondered at my unusual expression. Yeah, I'm fine. Look, isn't that the record you're looking for? I quickly changed the subject to distract Basil. When I reached up to reach for the record on the upper shelf, suddenly, he grabbed my hand. What are you doing? I exclaimed in panic. Diane, I've actually liked you from the first day we met. Do you want to be my girlfriend? Basil hesitated. His face was as red as a tomato. As for me, I was shocked after hearing his words. At that moment, Julia suddenly came in from the door. Seeing Basil confessing to me, she burst into tears and quickly left. Immediately, I ran after her to explain. Julia, wait! Leave me alone, Diana! You always took the best from me. Wait and see. One day, I'll be more famous than you and take back what belongs to me. Julia pushed me away and turned to leave. Since that day, my sister has completely changed. She learned how to apply makeup and became more stylish. Julia even set up her own TikTok channel, and to attract fans, she took on the silly and dangerous challenges that her fans asked her to do. First, she did the braless challenge. True to its name, Julia danced in front of the camera without wearing a bra. Although it was very offensive, her fans were super excited. It encouraged Julia to do even more daring things. Another time, she received a request to do the cha-cha slide challenge. She had to drive to the music. Every time the word turn right or turn left in the song played, Julia would have to steer the wheel in the specified direction. It was extremely dangerous. In the 3-minute video she uploaded, every time she steered the wheel, Julia screamed in terror. However, the more dangerous it was, the more excited the crowd became. In just a short time, the number of subscribers for my sister's channel had increased significantly. This must not continue. As soon as that video was posted, I went to talk to Julia. Stop those stupid challenges right now. You could get hurt, I angrily told my sister. Stop it. You're just jealous of my fame. What the hell? I'm trying to help you, idiot. No, thanks. Julia raised her voice at me and immediately left. I can't believe she dared to say that to me. Even though I was angry, I still hoped that my sister would be safe from all the foolishness she had caused. Since the incident at the vinyl store, I got shy and tried to avoid Basil, even though he was always trying to reach out to me. Finally, after much deliberation, I decided to tell everything to Basil. We decided to meet at a coffee shop on the weekend. At first, the atmosphere between us was really awkward. No one dared to speak first. But then, after taking a deep breath, I mustered up the courage to tell the truth. He looked quite dejected, and after a few minutes of contemplation, Basil suddenly extended his hand towards me. Can we still be friends? It's hard to find someone with the same interests as me, he shyly told me. Of course! We smiled at each other. We were both very happy with that decision. Suddenly, Basil's phone rang. He panicked when he looked at his phone. Diana, it looks like your sister is live streaming. I panicked and grabbed David's phone. Just like he said, my sister was doing the Benadryl challenge that her fans requested on live stream. Benadryl is an allergy medication that can be easily purchased at the pharmacy. It is said that when used excessively, it'll bring a feeling of euphoria and creates hallucinations. Make me famous! I'll do whatever you want! Julia pulled out two packs of pills and put a handful in her mouth. You see? Nothing happened! She confidently told everyone, but just a few minutes later, she suddenly fell to the ground, her whole body convulsing. Seeing that, I immediately asked Basil to drive me home. When we got there, Basil had to break down Julia's door to get in and examine her. There was an abnormal increase in her heart rate, so we quickly called an ambulance. Luckily, my sister turned out to be okay. After more than a day of being unconscious, she finally woke up. Are you feeling all right, Julia? I worriedly asked her. You have to thank your sister. She returned home in time to save you. Embarrassed, Julia turned her face away from Basil's words. It's okay. You're safe. That's what matters. I'm sorry for always making you feel pressured. But Julia, you don't have to do anything to prove yourself. To me, you're always a special girl. I gently stroked my sister's hair. No, I should be the one apologizing. Julia burst into tears and hugged me. After that incident, our relationship has improved a lot. We spend a lot of time talking with each other and gradually became closer. I am so glad life is getting better now.